May the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in your sight. O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. How do we understand Mary? You know, in the various religious denominations of Christianity, Mary is understood in different ways. And sometimes the beliefs about Mary are more important than who Mary actually was. So, for example, I think all Christians, no matter the denomination, would say that it was a virgin birth. Clearly, we hear that in Scripture. Of course, then the question comes in, and where there's some dogma or doctrine, that some say, well, she never had children with Joseph after that. And we might say, well, we're not so sure about that, because it does say Jesus had brothers, that Mary had other children. In some denomination, we all will say that Mary is a human being. The question becomes whether or not she was born with or without what some traditions will call original sin. That is actually what's called the Immaculate Conception. And certain denominations will say, absolutely, it was an Immaculate Conception, meaning her birth. She was born without sin. Sometimes that can be confused in the fact that many think the Immaculate Conception has to do with the Holy Spirit is the one who impregnated Mary. We tend to say, no, Mary was born with sin. That's the human part of Mary. Many hold Mary up as a model of motherhood, but really, what do we know about Mary as a mother when you really think about it? Was she strict with Jesus? Did she let him do whatever he wanted to do? And many will hold Mary up as the ideal female. She is a goddess who is to be worshipped. One of the things I think that we can all agree on is that Mary is blessed. And Mary herself sees herself as blessed, that she has been favored and found with favor in God, and she's filled with grace. But I'm going to ask you this question. What kind of a blessing is this when you really think about it? What is this that we understand about this blessing? When are the times that you and I have said comes out of our mouth, I'm blessed? What do we understand today blessing to be? How many of us said this? Boy, am I blessed that I didn't have a single thing happen to my house with Hurricane Irma. We say it. It comes out. Right? We say that. But what does that mean when we say that? Does that mean that the people in Puerto Rico who suffered all this damage is not blessed? Is that what we mean when we say that? That God has just found favor with us? We say this, I am so blessed to live in this country. What does that mean then to the people who are living in a country in which there is incredible oppression, the people who live in North Korea, who happen to be born into that country? Does that mean that they're not blessed? Oh, we say this, boy, I am so blessed. I got this great job. I'm making well over $100,000, and I get to work from home. What does that mean to those who don't have a job, have to go into work all the time, who are making below minimum wage? How about when we look around at all the things that we possess? Boy, I am so blessed. What does that mean for those who don't have it? Not an easy question to answer. Those who don't have a job, don't have a house, don't have all these things. So is Mary really blessed as we understand blessing today? I mean, two times Mary's told of God's favor. God, you can interpret that as God's blessing, God's grace, before the message is delivered. And then she hears the message. She's told twice. God blesses you. You're going to become pregnant. You're going to have a son. You will call this son Jesus, and he will be the ruler of the nations. Now, I ask you this. Do you think she heard anything after the first statement that was told to her? Okay? She had to have gone into shock, because I could tell you, I would have gone into shock. And you can tell that she can't get past the rest, because she says, I'm a virgin. I mean, how the heck can this happen? You know, she can't get past that first piece that you're going to become pregnant. And really, when you think about it, what kind of a blessing is that? Would we call that today a blessing? Seriously, think about it. At that time, what a scandal. She is, in the Jewish terms, betrothed, which means the marriage contract has already been signed. Joseph has gone off to build the house, to build the room, or in his father's house, or somewhere, right? And he's going to come back, and he's going to get her, and then they're going to go back together and have a feast for a week, celebrate. They're going to have lots of kids. I mean, that's would be considered a blessing. But this is plain scandal to her. Really? Joseph's not going to believe me. My parents aren't going to believe me. The neighbors are going to say, oh, our sweet Mary. What happened to our sweet Mary? And in all honesty, Jim had mentioned this morning when he was talking about, I said you could get up here and preach it. Mary, Joseph, could have had her stoned. Because who is ever going to believe what just happened? Right? Did the message spread over that Zechariah had seen a vision and all of a sudden Elizabeth is pregnant? Remember, Zechariah can't speak. So God hasn't spoken for 400 years and all of a sudden, boom, boom, there are two visits. Right? One that happened 6 months earlier to Zechariah and one that's happening now. So who would believe this child that comes and says, guess what? God just spoke to me and here's what God said. If this were your child and they can, you're not going to believe what just happened. No. So I don't know. Would we see this as a blessing? Perhaps we would see this as the blessing. Look, Joe, listen, you know, Joe's going to go finish the work that he's doing on the house, come and get me, and we're going to live a wonderful life. She goes into Joe now because, you know, she's marrying him. Business is going to be great. The kids are going to go into the family business. Everything is going to be wonderful. But she never says this, does she? She doesn't. This is her response. Let it be according to your will. It's like Jesus says in the Garden of Gethsemane, not my will, but yours be done. It's like we pray when we just pray the Lord's Prayer, thy kingdom come, thy will be done. This is what thy will be done looks like for Mary. A blessing for Mary is that she has been chosen by God, that she has been accepted by God, that she has been adopted as God's child. And what is her response? Humble trust and obedient service. For us, Mary is the ideal Christian. This is the model of what a disciple looks like. This is the one we should emulate as followers of Jesus. And I would say that perhaps of all Jesus followers, of all Jesus disciples, she is the greatest of all of them, because her response is very clear. She responds in trust and in service. So today, because I can't say this week, but just today, as you go about whatever it is that you need to finish up for this evening, I want you to reflect on Mary in a new way. I don't want you to see her as the example of all mothers. I don't want you to see her as the one who's born without sin. I don't want you to see her in any of those ways. But I want you to see her as the one who said, I am the servant of the Lord. Let this happen to me, as you say. I want you to see Mary in a whole new way, as perhaps one of the greatest of all disciples. And then I want you to think in a new way of what it means to say, "I'm blessed." Amen.